Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 and 25. Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it's built on bedrock. The Sermon on the Mount closes with this powerful little parable about two houses, one built on rock, the other on sand. The point is that when the weather is fine, they look identical. The only time you discover the difference between them is when disaster strikes. At that moment, the quality of the foundations is revealed and the house built on sand collapses. Of course it does. Jesus was saying that the radical teaching of his sermon is the rock on which our lives need to be built. When we do so, we can look to the future with confidence because we know that whatever might be thrown at us, we'll still be standing secure. So the question is this: what do we need to do to build on the solid rock of Jesus' teaching? We certainly need to read the Bible to keep focused on its message in order to receive God's truth and to live in the light of it. Remember that the Sermon on the Mount constantly reminds us that it is our relationship with God that matters most. Flowing out of that relationship will be attitudes and actions that reveal that we've spent quality time with Him. In order for this to happen, we need to get into good rhythms of study, reflection, and worship to ensure that we're constantly being nourished and strengthened. In this way, we can be sure that we're building on rock and that we'll still be standing whatever life throws at us. So let me ask you a question. In what way are you ensuring that your life is built on the solid rock of Jesus' teaching? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that you are strengthening our lives each day as we grow closer to you. Amen. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God bless you today.